Well, here this evening, welcome back to Sac City at the East Sac County Elementary School. Our final score in the varsity boys basketball game and the final game of the regular season for both the Raiders and Storm Lake St. Mary's. 78-67, East Sac County wins. Coach Nick Landgraf from St. Mary's is to my right. And Coach, you led by 7 in the first quarter. And then at the end of the first and early into the second, the Raiders just were not missing. They went on a 16-0 run. I mean, these guys were on fire with 11 threes in the first half and 52 points, but you guys hung in there, but just too big of a hole to dig out of tonight.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't think I've seen a team shoot that well in a half, and they were lights out, without a doubt. We didn't do a good job of closing out on the perimeter. We talked about that because they hurt us with their outside shooting that first go-around. Made an adjustment at halftime, and we were able to chip away at it, but you know, we're a little shorthanded and got fatigued, and then foul trouble on top of it. That hurt as well.
Yeah, foul trouble big time. Third quarter, we had 9 fouls in that quarter alone, and East Sac here tonight in the game was 23 for 28 at the foul line, while St. Mary's was 5 for 5. I guess I have to bring up one person on your team right away, and that's Rath Yak. He scored 13 in the first half, 21 for the game. That, I'm guessing, close to a career high if it's not.
I would say that's a career high for him. He did an outstanding job. We talked about that 2-3 zone extending out, taking our three-point shooters away, and the middle was wide open. We found him several times after he'd passed, cutting right down the middle of the lane. Did a good job of dribble penetrating as well, finding some gaps and getting some great looks inside.
Coach, this is a good tune-up for the postseason, which for your team begins on Thursday. East Sac in the 2A tournament will be back here on their home court Monday, but for us, I mean, this will be my first ever trip inside the Britt West Hancock High School gym. We got a long road trip, but yet you guys have a few practices to prepare and to get ready for our district game next week.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. North Union's who we opened with last year. They've got basically everyone back from last year's squad. I'd say they're somewhat similar to East Sac in how much they shoot the three. About 40% of their attempts this season are three-pointers, so we're going to want to make sure that we're defending the perimeter a lot better than we did tonight. That being said, they're not as nearly as good of a three-point shooting team. They'll live and die by that shot, so if we can test it, we'll be fine. They got a kid inside, Peterson kid, that went off for, I think, 26 or 28 on us, but we were able to hold on and beat him by 12 or 13 last year. So I think we're a lot stronger team than we were last year, a lot deeper. I do remember talking to the guys about the full court pressure we put on them last time, and third quarter that fatigue finally started to kick in, and that's when we made our run and opened the game up.
Well, your team will play the 6:30 game next Thursday at Britt. I'll be there for the play-by-play broadcast along our Storm Lake radio stations. I guess you got to give ESAC credit. They were hot with 11 threes. I mean, you would be happy with 6 threes made in the first half on most nights. Yes, and they make 11. Just trumped you.
Well, and I don't know how much you saw of the JV game, but I mentioned to Josh DeMars between games, I said, if the varsity shoots half as well as the JV did, we're in trouble. And needless to say, they shot just a little bit better even.
Coach, thanks for the time. Appreciate you coming up. Always a class act, win or loss. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Chris.
We'll take a short time out back with the individual totals right after this here on Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com.